Let's cross to the UK. Ricky Freelove from Talk Radio UK joins us. G'day, Ricky.
Hello, Clinton. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, coronavirus is the big talking point in my program this morning. Of course, it's still the big talking point across the UK. Hundreds of thousands of vulnerable people could be told to shield this winter. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, so the shielding is where people turn themselves away to their own rooms or maybe their own homes, and they basically don't come out, and it's a way of just basically protecting themselves. Now, this first started back in March in the country, and there's about 2.2 million people in the UK were shielding, where they didn't venture outside their home and they didn't have anyone come into their home. They were the most at-risk group. Now, this strategy kind of came to an end in July. Officially, it came to an end, but there were, of course, people that carried on shielding. If, you know, they could very easily die if they came into contact with coronavirus. Boris Johnson is set to introduce some new measures from Monday, and it's believed that shielding might be part of it again. However, rather than just those that are medically, clinically at risk from being in contact, it could potentially be broader. It could be for just the elderly population, people without any underlying health conditions. So you could get to the point where anyone, say, over 70, there's something like 13 million people in the UK that are over 70, they could potentially all be in, they might have to all shield, which is, you know, absolutely barmy. And you know, the libertarians within us all are thinking it's absolute madness. These people have been locked in their homes for months on end, and they have to do it again potentially up until May next year.
Yeah, and we think we've got it hard in Melbourne at the moment, but that's on a whole other level. I'm almost out of time, Ricky. Sorry about this, but there is a three-tier approach that MPs are going to vote on in terms of restrictions.
Yeah, that's right. So council leaders across the north, Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle, they have a very, very high rate of coronavirus at the moment. The national government has imposed local restrictions on those areas, but unfortunately, the cases are going up and up and up. So the government's trying to do more and more, as I mentioned before. Boris Johnson's going to introduce these new measures from Monday. So these local leaders, local MPs are getting together, writing to the Prime Minister saying, look, take control. You can't have this national government doing everything over local populations. It needs to be local governments or councils which are, you know, making these decisions.
And I think what this highlights in both these issues that you raised today, Ricky, is that we're complaining about the situation we have in Australia with different aspects of how we've got coronavirus, but compared to what you're going through in the UK, it's nothing compared to what you're doing.
Yeah, so just the last few minutes, actually, the official figures say there's been another 13,800 confirmed cases, which is really not good news.
Is that for the day, Ricky? Is that just the day or the week?
That's today.
And what we are talking about in Victoria, we've had 11, and New South Wales, we've got 6.
Yeah, we've got 13,800 today. The day before,
wow,
it was something like 14,000, and the day before that was 12,000.
Yeah,
we're talking serious, serious numbers. However, the key point in all this, though, is also the hospital admissions. Now, I said this before to this program, it's very hard to actually locate the number of people that have been admitted into hospital. However, this week I do have data for you. On Sunday, 478 people were admitted to hospital with coronavirus. And apart from that, I can't find very many. Now, a lot of that's dreadful that people have to go to hospital with it, but it doesn't sound very many if we say that there are tens of thousands of people in the UK that have coronavirus. But apparently, hospitals in Liverpool, they say that within a week they're going to run out of beds. So apparently,
yeah,
you know, the word on the street, kind of within the wards, that it is really serious, and the hospitals will be starting to be overflowed in the near future.
Well, at least those numbers are lower, but those daily rates are just horrific. Thanks for your time, Ricky Freelove in the UK.